men, I just beat up an 11-year-old starving Ethiopian prostitute to steal her crack, yo. If you find this slightly disturbing, or you're like too young to hear this crazy garbage, get the hell out of here now.
Welcome to Video Radio, show number 7. This is Nick Montoya, and here's your main host, Mr. Bud Weiser.
Hello, everyone, and I shall also give you a warm welcome to Video Radio. And we are April 8th, year 2006, and we're a Saturday, technically, because we just passed midnight.
That's right. We were Friday, but now it's turned Saturday.
Yeah, so technically we're Friday night.
Well, no, we're Saturday morning.
Yeah, but, well, oh, yeah, technically. But in our heads, Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Yeah, it's we're partying here.
We're partying hard.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
This is a big party of two. This is a big party of two and it's banging.
It's so crazy I'm doing dance music. Okay, I'm gonna stop now someone calls the ambulance. Where the fuck did I put my smokes? Did I put them there?
I believe you did.
I believe I did. You saw, I did put my cigarettes over there.
Hey, goddammit.
All right, now, today in show number 7, there's something special we're going to be doing. This is something I tested on a live show and seemed to have great response to. Now, this is something that To the Ranting Griffin used to do, read up frivolous lawsuits and just talk about it for a little while. And, well, I think that law's become a real joke out there myself. And it's not only become a business in the United States as the publicity is no longer telling you, we are lawyers, come to see us if you need a lawyer. The publicity says, you need a lawyer because you got injured. They're absolutely crazy and they're trying to push.
Well, it's actually, you want to sue someone? Call us.
No, that's in Canada. In the United States is, you do want to sue somebody because you got injured last week and you should sue Starbucks. Call us right now. They're really bad. In the States, the ads have become really ridiculous. They're pushing law to people who don't need it. And what's going to happen at this point is, now, the judges could reject these cases and make them end right there.
But they don't.
It's a direct message that the government says, you know what, we like this cash flow.
Law
has become a business and it's good for the economy. So judges, will you please accept these cases and make these people win? But there's another thing, though. I've noticed a sort of constant with these cases. The pursuant is poor and the defendant is rich.
Of course.
This is a way.
You're not gonna sue someone that doesn't have nothing. You know what 50% of nothing is?
And if you sue someone who doesn't have nothing, you'll lose.
Yeah.
If it's a frivolous lawsuit, you lose. If you sue someone who's rich and you got a frivolous lawsuit, you're gonna win. In the United States, you know why? Because they want to share the money from the rich to the poor in a really dirty way that keeps the economy alive and makes the lawyers rich. It's a joke. It's really a joke. It's kind of sad that law, which used to be a tool to defend and also prosecute criminals, has now become a business.
Mm.
Anyways, okay.
Why don't you start reading some of those?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Doesn't hold water. This is our first case. The parents of a man who was found dead in a killer whale's pool at SeaWorld Orlando sued, claiming the theme park caused his death by portraying the dangerous 5-ton orca as safe and huggable. 27-year-old Daniel Dukes was found dead in the early morning hours, draped over the back of the largest killer whale in captivity.
27 years old.
27. It's not like he's a little fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah, it's not like he's 5, you know.
And the whale probably wouldn't have killed the 5-year-old when it went like, ooh, playful.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. Duke, scratched and bruised, was clad only in his underwear. Authorities concluded he suffered hypothermia and drowned. Dukes, a drifter, was trespassing when he took a dip in the frigid cold 50-degree water. Now that's what's sad. You're fucking trespassing, you stupid moron, and this water is made to be in the fucking North Pole, idiot. Fucking morons. And you see, this lawsuit, obviously, here's the thing. The medical costs for this kid, even though he's dead, are astronomous in the United States. And the lawsuit makes it almost fair for this guy to get a respectful death. Although he's a fucking idiot. He should have the word idiot printed out in gold letters because he won the lawsuit. On his coffin as he gets carried to the ground, man. Fucking idiot. 27 years old. Mommy, I wanna go see the whale. I'm gonna go swim, see the whale. Stupid moron. These things think you're a seal. They are gonna chop you in half in one bite. It's like a bear. It's like a sea bear.
Next.
Okay, next. Now we got the Toilet of Terror. We love this one. Canadian tourist Edward Squaret has sued the Starbucks coffee chain for $1.5 million, alleging that a highly personal part of his anatomy was crushed when it got caught between the toilet seat and a bowl at a Manhattan Starbucks outlet. I'm gonna take a little break right there and try to suppose what that part of the anatomy was, you know? Squarek was reportedly in a seated position on the commode. When he turned to retrieve the toilet paper, the seat shifted. As he leaned forward against the toilet seat, clamped his penis.
Ooh.
Ah! The 37-year-old Squarek is asking for $1 million for what he describes as dire and permanent injuries to the affected organ.
He's got now a flat head.
Oh, wait, check this out. His wife, Sherry, is also demanding $500,000 as compensation for deprivation of his husbandly services. Oh, that is a beautiful one. Listen, I think I agree with this guy.
Yeah.
Screw your goddamn toilet seats on tight in the men's room.
I can't fuck my wife. I want $1.5 million.
Oh, shit, yeah. I mean, come on.
I'm supposed to do my matrimonial duty I have a fucking penis head as flat as a piece of paper.
Oh, my God. I just can't. If you got a million, they probably showed pictures in court like the judge. Look at this, okay? This guy's penis is done. Okay, there's only half a penis left. The seat chopped the penis off, okay?
No, it didn't chop, they crushed it.
Yeah, that's just as bad as chopping. Even worse, because then it's still there.
See, now I have to rub mine, make sure it's still there.
I'm good. Oh my God.
Next.
Okay, man can't spell with a K. Man can't spell, sues instead. The Sacramento Bee reports that Lee Williams, 23, is seeking $25,000 in damages from a tattoo parlor for misspelling the word villain on his right forearm. The problem is the incorrect spelling villain came from Williams himself, who was unsure as to the spelling of the word upon entering the parlor. After much debate, he settled the incorrect spelling. In fact, Williams did not even notice the error until years later when a friend made fun of him. Claiming the tattoo cost $1,900 to remove and left a scar on his forearm, Williams is now asking for $25,000 for his own mistake.
He got it, I guess.
I bet he got it. I wouldn't be surprised. The United States of America. I mean, come on, you know?
I mean, that's not even fair if he got it, because it's his fucking fault.
Yeah! This is one frivolous lawsuit that plain makes no sense. I mean, it's like that guy who once jumped in the pool. He was drunk, he was like supposed to use a wheelchair and shit. he was drunk and he tried to jump in the pool and cracked his skull open, and he was still alive but even more paralyzed after. And
he sued the pool owner?
Yeah, the pool maker. Because it was his pool.
Oh.
He is in a wheelchair because of the pool accident. He died in the pool from a tree. In the outer pool, dug in pool. Stupid moron, those things have like 2 feet of water.
No, they're like 4 feet.
Well, 4 feet, yeah, four.
It's not made to dive in.
That's a lot of room to go down.
It's not made to dive in, that's for sure.
Stupid moron. And he was drunk and everything, and the lawyer was trying to press that, and I even saw like a report about this. And the guy won. Fucked up. It's because the pool maker is rich and the judge is going, the government told me about this. Give him the money. It's crazy. It's a business. It's just
that's
uncool.
Fucked up. Any others?
Well, we got some good ones. Workaday grind. A Florida phone sex operator won a workers' compensation settlement claiming she was injured after regularly pleasing herself at work. Aww. According to Reuters and ABC News, November 19th, the 40-year-old employee developed carpal tunnel syndrome. Also known as repetitive motion injury. From fingering herself. In both hands from giving herself an orgasm as many as 7 times a day while speaking with callers. Oh my god. That is just fucked in the head, man.
You're supposed to pretend.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be rubbing, dumbass. Oh, God. That's a funny, frivolous lawsuit. Number 7. Class doesn't click for students. According to the San Antonio Express News, a dozen students who took a Microsoft Computer Certification course at the Houston branch of the Southern Methodist University are suing the school, contending they were misled the course would be easy. Okay, now there's a paragraph end there, but I gotta pause anyways. What the f- The 12 enrolled in June 1997 all failed certification tests that would have made them eligible for jobs overseeing Microsoft computer systems. Jason Croson, the group's attorney, said they were told all they had to know was to point a mouse and click. That's sad. Bunch of morons.
No, but it's true though. I mean, that's what they told them to get them in the course.
Yeah, it's true that the advertising for the course says all you have to do is point a mouse and click.
Yeah.
No. I got some news for you, buddy.
Of course, it's Microsoft.
Christ, you gotta use. Well, not only that, you go deep into computers for a Microsoft certification, and if you're gonna be as much as a moron to believe that shit, I mean, you have to know that at some point it's school. You're gonna have to work.
Yeah.
It's school. You lazy ass mother. These were all a bunch of Nick Montoyas in that school. Going on, man, let's sue them and make our money that way.
I want to sue the Canadian school system.
We're going to pay off our tuition.
They told me it was going to be easy.
That's just good, bro. Okay, number 8, come again. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has begun pursuing the discrimination claims for back pay on behalf of illegal aliens who had no lawful right to take or hold the jobs in the first place. A marketing company paid $8,500 for inciting that an applicant get immigration and natural. This one's boring, man. I'm just gonna. What do you think about that?
No, I'm really
Gunner.
Care.
This one's not impressing me. That impresses me more than what we just read. ADA protection sought for baseball boozer. Chicagoland Prep star Ricky Higgins was kicked off his high school basketball team, when he was caught driving under the influence. Well, I believe that's a good maneuver to do. It was his second alcohol-related offense. Okay, well, even more.
He's in high school.
Higgins, 17. Two offenses, 17, is now suing his high school under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
I'm an alcoholic.
Seeking $100,000 in compensation and reinstatement to the team.
I want to play basketball, bitch.
His lawyer, Stephen Glink, contends the boy has been diagnosed as an alcoholic and that is a recognized disability under federal law. Okay, listen.
For one thing, if you're drunk, you can't dribble a ball, okay?
Okay, and second off, you didn't remember the name of this segment? Thank God I live in Canada. Yeah. Man, is this how they judge the people? Let's give this guy $100,000.
Because he's alcoholic.
Yeah, I can't play basketball, but I want to play basketball.
Late night hit. Can a direct hit by a t-shirt cause $25,000 in damages?
A direct hit by a t-shirt?
Direct, like if I throw you a t-shirt.
It depends. Was it thrown with a t-shirt bazooka?
Let's check this out. Stuart Gregory of Cincinnati, Ohio is suing NBC. The Tonight Show and old Jay Leno saying he was battered and forcibly struck in the face on September 11th, 1998, when the warm-up comic who preceded Leno on the show blasted a freebie t-shirt into the audience with an air gun, like they used at the Bell Center.
Yeah.
Gregory claimed he was hit in the eye by the t-shirt traveling at a near supersonic 800 feet per second.
That could hurt.
Okay, you know what? I think that lawsuit's...
Yeah. Well, wait. Keep going.
Gregory, who is representing himself without a lawyer, seeks damages in excess of $25,000 for his pain and suffering, disability, lost wages, emotional distress, humiliation, and embarrassment.
Yeah,
he is also seeking punitive damages. Parenthetically, I don't even know that word. Parenthetically, 800 feet per second is 545 miles per hour, the speed of a jetliner. Experts say a hard object the size of a t-shirt traveling at 800 feet per second would have done a lot more than injure his eye. It would have torn his head off. Yeah, that's most likely true. Darn right absurd. Okay, maybe we'll like this one. Unfortunately, wacky lawsuits are just the tip of the lawsuit abuse iceberg, said Houston CALA director John Opelt. Junk lawsuits waste tax dollar and tie up court time. That means that the rest of us pay when others use court for frivolous reasons. What's more, it means people with legitimate claims have to wait longer to have their case heard. Opelt noted that often court cases take 2 to 3 years to be disposed in the Harris County. We support the rights of injured parties to use the legal system responsibly in seeking fair compensation. However, some of these lawsuits are damn right absurd, said Opelt. And that's the last piece of text we have on that page. And that, I think, pretty much outlines what he was saying. The tax dollars, the money that goes around. I think the government is liking this.
Oh, of course it is. It's making a roll of money, you know?
Otherwise, the judges wouldn't be letting these people win. Yeah, it's absolutely
so what,
you're
going to play that segment? Because that's pretty funny. That segment you were talking about there, it's pretty funny.
Which segment?
The one about the censorship?
Oh, yeah, that's coming up right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So we're going to check that shit out.
That's right.
And we're going to see you in the third segment of show number 7.
See you later.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
And now, Jack's road safety tip number 67. Hi there, I'm Jack. When you are driving in the rain, it's the end of the world. You can't ever be safe enough, even if it means going slower than if you were walking. Under any remotely imperfect weather, slow down your movement to a near halt. If people behind you begin honking, don't worry. They are not signaling that you are going too slowly. They are simply letting others know that the road is slippery. People living in cold places should also keep in mind that snow tires are simply an option. They are costly and only increase the control of your car. Driving without snow tires is a fashionable and courageous approach to winter weather.
Hi there, I'm your host, Joe Harry. You might remember my voice from skits like What to Do If You're Bored at the Office. Today, I'm here to observe the future in movie censorship. For decades now, censorship has been executed differently, and now we're going to take a look at methods of the future. Method number one. Movie makers will replace profanity with words that don't exist.
You spooched it up?
I think I did.
You're a spoochin' moron.
Well, what the spooch was I supposed to spooch and do, huh? You tell me that you're so spoochin' smart.
Shut the spooch up. All you had to do is let me know.
Spoochin' spooch.
Sergeant?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, the spoochin' spooch spooched up the spoochin' job on spoochin' 5th, and then we spooched his entire apartment with the spoochin' dog. Man, it's infuriating. Spoochin' spoochin', he does that spooch spoocha.
Method number two. Movie makers will sell censorship to sponsors. Spun censorship.
What the Exxon is going on?
I don't McDonald'sing, no.
Will someone get this Hess out of here? The Walmarting dog will chew it up.
I can't. I got my Goodyearing hands full. Can't you Penske and see that?
Method number three. Movie makers will replace profanity with light words.
Man, I can't believe this towel racking paper waste. Me neither. It's so red trucking unfair.
Why did they fishing fire us?
I don't booster cabling, no, man.
Well, that's just paperweighting great, isn't it now? What the blue cell phone do we do now?
Don't you have any toastering ideas for hammer's sake?
Censorship of the future is fascinating, but also is as dumb as censorship will always be. This is Joe Harry, wrapping up yet another segment for BDO Radio.
Praise the Lord! Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you! Stay on key with me, don't start like... Jesus Christ loves you!
We are the Church of Wisdom.
The Church of Wisdom.
And
why?
We recall and reclaim our God, softly touch our face with his invisible hands.
We are selling Jesus' fingers today on the air.
We have Jesus' fingers in a Bible books that we...
Watch out though, Seb. Don't fuck around too much with that stand.
Because the wire, if you fuck around too much with it, what do you want to do?
I want to lower it.
You want to lower it? Just do that. Yeah, the thing, you tighten it to the max and you don't ever touch it again.
Our lovely God, that you touch our
okay
glasses.
For a second though, stop playing. I want to see if the mic's doing noise.
What's up?
Great. We're set up.
We are set up with the piano,
and
tonight.
There are no MSN messages, so I'm still not going on the air.
We have no message in the air.
Get us the music of the Lord to get back on the air. I'm gonna add that segment.
Is this how your show starts today?
No, what I'm gonna have to do is people, you're listening to show number 7. This is a moment. Friday, March 31st, year 2006.
Maybe you should do the intro later and then edit.
No. What I'm trying to do here is probably this is going to be the middle segment. Hang on. Now, this is show number 7, recorded on Friday, March 31st, year 2006. And do you mind? And... anyways, I'm at Vesper's place right now, and we can't do the live show we planned because we're not getting the password from anybody on MSN. No one on MSN has bothered replying to me. No one that could get me this information. Therefore, we're stuck doing a recorded show with all the equipment that I brought over to Vesper's place. This is going to be a really special live show, but we got to make it recorded.
You're just going to have to come back tomorrow.
I'm going to gala tomorrow anyways. But now. What I'm going to do is this segment will be us praising the Lord.
It was a practical.
Why are we praising the Lord? I'm praising the Lord to ask Australia to get online so they can give me my own password so I can do my own show. Okay? I know it's stupid. You can laugh at me for that one, okay? Praise the Lord.
Praise the code that we don't have.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Give me the code, Jesus. Give
Jesus
me your hand.
Loves you.
Jesus loves us so much that BDO Australia is going to get online right now and give us that password. That's right. Jesus wants BDO to have
some fun.
No, the password. Oh. Well, some fun and the password.
Well, you know.
I need Jesus to deliver my message. Please pray with me for the Australian people.
Oh, Jesus. Bloody Jesus. Pray for the Australian people. I'm drinking beer.
Yeah. Yeah. We have breakfast. We have beer.
We have breakfast. We have beer.
Yes, indeed. When we go to the sea surfing.
No, that's London.
Well,
when we
London,
go to the sea surfing.
Well, I'm mixed up with London in Australian blood, you know.
Because they all come from there anyway.
And then Jamaican too.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have him bring us goodness into our souls. And get the Australians online. Bloody hell. Now, today, as I'm going to stop the Australian accent, the Australians are going to kick my ass when they hear this.
Well, they don't want to because they like the show. And
yeah,
they can have fun about a Canadian, eh?
I'm going to do the redneck preacher. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, we got on our show today, we got some very special peeps.
Hey, priest, you got a turkey?
I got everything, yo. I'm the priest. Now, I'm gonna ask you. We got Red on the show. Say hi, Red.
Well, we don't have any applause here. The church is empty.
The church. We're at the church of Red. And Vesper on the show.
Vesper.
You never heard of me before. I'm a stranger, boy.
Actually, I spoke about you the other day when I said that if you were taken out of the quantum timeline, BDO Radio would not exist. It's true. If we did not have that chat one night about broadcasting a show online, I would not have a radio show today because I wouldn't have tried it.
I'm so touched that I was a
result. It's true. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, Vesper. Well, Vesper's a guy who's not been on very often. He's in that Luke contest there on the video show. That's about it. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Vesper's still a key part of BDO because of that fact.
If it wasn't for me, you'd be nothing like the Chris you are tonight.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
What you should do is speak closer.
If it wasn't for me, you'd have never tasted weed, and you would have never tasted this life that you embrace now.
Now let's do some Jesus praising here. Because Jesus...
Thank you, Jesus, for making me alive.
Jesus has sent us a message.
The message is alive, people.
Woo-hoo!
The Jesus understood our reclaim. And he said yes. So I married the phrase.
Is it good? Is it a good message?
It's a message of God, my son. God.
I believe in you, God. I want you to have my children, God.
I give you my children.
It is a mark of progress from the Lord. I have reached one of the disciples of Noah. Noah is a real guy, by the way. It's Noah Diamond from Florida.
And so is Moses.
No. But Noah is a real guy, real. He's alive now. Noah Diamond in Florida, Estero, Florida, has my password. I know at home he's got my password. And he doesn't have the internet anymore, so he's going to have someone call. I'm having one of his friends call him. Yeah, because the guy's broke and everything. So I'm going to have one of his friends call him and ask him for the password and write it to me on MSN.
And you were able, in just that quick sentence that you typed, to make him understand the extreme importance of this task?
Well, I said, I'm at a friend's show, I brought all the equipment, and we can't do the show because I don't even have the pass to my own server, LOL.
And if you were stoned and tired around 11 p.m., would that make you go send a friend to another house for a password?
He's not gonna have to go to the other house. All he has to do is pick up his lazy ass phone and make one lazy ass phone call. Okay, I'm gonna stop the recording now just to do a sound test.
VideoRadio.com.
Some fucked up shit, man.
We're gonna rape Michael Jackson.
Black power.
We're gonna take Metallica hostage.
Black power.
We're gonna sell weed on Wall Street.
Black power.
We're gonna capture Dave Chappelle and make him smoke crack on live TV.
Black power.
We're gonna lock Bush in a room and play 50 Cent for 2 weeks.
Black power. Yeah.
Hey, buddy. You got some spare change?
No, I don't. I'm actually in a hurry. I'm going somewhere to meet somebody.
Oh, but it's really important. I gotta help this guy park his car, and I need money for the toll.
But I don't see anybody. A quarter. His car. I'm in a hurry. Can you let go of my arm, please?
Give me
please. Let go of my arm.
No.
God damn it.
Okay,
how much you want?
Yeah, 50 cents.
Okay, here you go.
You have more?
Can you please let go of my arm?
I said $50.
What do you mean you said $50?
I said 50 cents. What are you talking about?
Then I just gave you 50 cents. Let go of my arm.
You didn't give me anything.
Yes, I just... Here's 50 cents, okay? Now, are you happy?
Okay, give me 50 cents.
But you just had a dollar so far from me, okay? Can you just please let me go?
I really need the money.
I'm about to start yelling
okay,
here.
Okay, sorry. Do you have 50 cents, sir?
Now that you let me go, I'm just going to walk away and never... pass by here again.
Humbug. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what do you want?
Do you have some spare change for me?
Oh, man, I got no change. What do you want from that, man? What do you want?
You have some spare change?
Yes, I got a lot of spare.
Okay. What do you have?
I got a lot. What do you want?
What do you have?
Yes, I got a lot of things, man.
But you have some spare change?
No, I have a lot of space change, man.
Okay, what do you have?
I got a empty pocket.
No, show me your pockets.
Yo, man, I got a lot of space change, man.
Can I have some?
Yeah, man, you got an empty pocket, empty wallet.
What, do you have any spare change?
No, man, I got nothing, man. I got a lot of space change, man.
Let me see in your wallet.
Oh, man, come on, man. I got a space change, man.
Show me your wallet.
Oh, man.
Listen, man, I have a really good excuse. I really need spare change.
All right, for what, man?
I have...
Give me the thing. I'm gonna plant it especially.
No, look, listen. I have... My grandmother was walking down the street yesterday... And she got mugged.
Yes, I understand. She got mugged too, man.
Yeah, but all her money got stolen, and all she needs is a few dollars to get her medication.
Well, I can help with a space change, man.
What?
Space change, man.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
You got a lot of space change to need.
Okay, look. Can I just take your wallet?
Yes, man. I got no wallet.
What do you have?
Well, I got nothing, man.
Okay.
That's what you wanted, some space change. You give me, I put it in my...
Some spare change.
Space change.
Okay, buddy. You know what? I think I'm going to... you have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to BDO Radio Show number 7, April 8th, year 2006.
We're back.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
We back and we black. No, we're not.
We're back in the black, yo. Because we are black. You know that we blackificated.
We black, yo.
We all
we blackity blackity. We black, yo.
Black, yo. We black, yo. Yo, blackity blackity black, yo. Yeah. No, we're not black. We're very white.
We're suburb white.
Exactly. We're quite white. Like, hello, sir. Would you prepare me a cup of tea?
Excuse me, sir. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
You said that like an Arab. Excuse me, sir. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
Grey Poupon.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so that was a pretty fucking good second segment, the Praise the Lord thing.
Yeah, it was alright.
Just for the fact that someone contacted me and could contact of the Matrix and give me the password was really weird for the time being. I was like, hey, this non-religious guy like me is doing a Praise the Lord segment for the joke of it that we were not going to get a response, and we get a response.
That tells you.
Nick Montoya is religious here. That's a sign for him.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Why doesn't he serve this to you and get you $1 million instead of working on atheists like me and giving me the password?
Because, see, I already have the belief. You don't.
Ah. So, would you think the Lord is trying to make me believe, or the Lord is just like, you know what? You're a good guy anyway.
You know what?
I have to help you
out. It don't matter if you believe in the Lord or not. The Lord believes in you.
That's quite interesting of a way to put it. You know how I put it? The universe believes in you.
Sure.
Because the universe is basically, this is the way an atheist could see it. The universe is your Lord because it is where you live in, and it is, well, technically right now, as we know, an infinite area.
Hey.
What the hell was that?
Yawn.
It's like, well, it's 1:46 a.m. Let's not, like, be too harsh on Mr. Montoya here.
I had four beers.
I can't see anymore. Yeah, there, I'm also at my
foot. Now I had four beers.
Now I had four beers, but I don't finish the bottom because they're always warm. There's beers in the fridge. I'll go get those fridge beers.
No, no, I'm good.
You're good?
Oh, yeah, my head hurts.
Oh, yeah, you and your head hurting action there.
Yeah.
It's that Nick Montoya has a bunch of little toy soldiers in his heads that, like...
Oh, it's war in there. It's
And it's not in his head, and it's in his heads. Because you don't see it usually in the video, but this guy's got four heads, right?
Yeah, four heads.
Yeah. One gives head to, anyway.
Shut up. Shut up.
This just then, Associated Press has released that Nick Montoya from BDO Radio can give himself head due to and the use not, of his third and a half head.
And it's not because I can bend myself very, very close to my dick. It's because I have a very, very long dick.
No, it's because the third and a half head is very close to it. It's like you have one head that stares at your crotch all the time. Why do we go on to saying that you have multiple heads?
I don't know.
Because I accidentally said your head's...
Oh my god, my head's hurt.
Oh no. That's in good spirit. That's what we call good spirited pain.
Yeah. Oh, once
take
you got...
Take a fucking painkiller.
No, 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 not these with alcohol.
Oh yeah, those fucking acid...
Those will hurt me. But, I mean, once you've passed through the pain, I've been through this little headache. It's not that bad.
Okay, cool.
You know, toothache. It's okay.
Anyways, any painkillers we give you seem to always be moderately ineffective. Let's put it this way. Nick Montoya, you could give him a dose that you give to, like, this big racehorse, and he'd be like,
more.
Give me more! More, I'll kill you!
Oh, yeah. When I went to the hospital, the doctor just couldn't believe.
Oh, shit.
He's like, this is your sixth one. I can't give you more. I'm like... Listen, all I'm feeling is tired, but I'm still in pain. Yeah. He comes and see me. It's like the sixth little morphine pill that he gives me, okay?
Oh, God.
They usually give, like, 2-3.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
When you recover from, like, a foot break, okay, they give you, like, one every so hours.
Yeah, me, they gave me one every half hour. And I was down to my sixth one.
Oh, God.
And the doctor comes in, he opens that little corner, and he says, any changes? You know, with this face.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I look at him and I says, yeah, I feel very sleepy, but I'm very, very much in pain.
Maybe you're just really high and that kept you awake.
No, after the eighth one, I just fell asleep.
Eighth?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. No fucking shit. Oh, you're overdosed.
Oh, I fell asleep.
Doctor was like coming back with his pad, like...
Oh no!
But
they
if
were...
I give him that, that's gonna be an overdose. Ah, fuck it.
No, they were glad actually when I fell asleep.
Yeah, no, that's it. He came back. He said, "But if we give him an eighth one, nurse, that's gonna be an overdose." Nurse went, "So."
And when I left,
fuck it.
When I left in the morning, when I left the hospital, the doctor came and he said, "The next time you come into the hospital for pain, because you're in pain and they're gonna give you painkillers, tell them you're a tough puppy to treat."
I'm a tough puppy to treat, bitch. You know? Give me the strongest shit
and
you got.
And it's in my file now.
You know what's gonna happen? Next time they're gonna pull out a vodka bottle.
Oh no, next time I know what they're gonna do. They're gonna go straight in my veins with the morphine.
Oh god.
They're gonna intravenous straight up.
You're not hurting at the tooth right now,
no.
Right?
Okay. No, I'm just holding.
Because that's the position you had.
I know.
Your tooth was
hurting. No, it was like that.
That was so bad, man.
I know.
But you had an infection. I mean, it had been not treated in so long that you had an infection inside.
Oh, yeah, it was hard.
This is why you kept saying, I remember you kept saying it's propagating. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
sense why you have to take the penicillin. You did take it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, in your case, you had to take it. When I had my wisdom tooth removed, there was no infection yet, and they prescribed me penicillin.
No, they do it. They prescribe it. Like because I asked my dentist, and I said, I told him, do I take them right away? He says, listen, I prescribe them because it might get infected.
No, but you had.
No, after I got the tooth pill.
The tooth arranged.
No, the other one pulled. No, I still haven't had that one arranged. I had the other one pulled because I had an extra tooth there. A baby tooth that hadn't fallen out.
And wasn't there a wisdom tooth? Because it was all the way back.
No, it's right here in the front. I had a tooth that was putting pressure on the other tooth.
Oh, shit.
It was an extra tooth. It was supposed to be gone long years ago. Okay, there was a baby tooth. And my adult tooth was under it. It's there. It was growing on the side, on the inside of my mouth, towards my tongue.
And this is the moment where it just reached its threshold.
Oh, yeah, and then it just... No, the one that hurt was in the back, but the thing is, because of all the tooth being all so tight together...
The cavity propagated.
Oh, it just... It was so much pressure buildup that it just...
Obviously.
And once I took the penicillin and the infection went, I went back to the dentist so they could pull that one out. So they did, and he prescribed me penicillin again. And then I told him, but it's not infected right now, is it? He said, no.
That's how I had told you.
Exactly. He said, no, it's not infected. I said, so what, do I take them right now? He says, you could, to prevent the infection. What you could do, too, he says, what I recommend you do is you wait. You see, if it starts to be infected, if you feel like it's starting to swell up, or you feel like when you eat it hurts, or then start taking them.
Okay, this is a message to everybody out there who are afraid of the super viruses.
Yeah.
Super viruses are appearing because of abuse of antibiotics. Yeah. And when you get prescribed penicillin, very, very often it's optional. It's something in case.
But you have to ask. You have to ask.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Talk to your dentist. Talk to your doctor. You know, yeah. Ask questions.
Well, look, listen. You know? If you come in with a bruised knee and the guy prescribes you penicillin for the fucking bruised knee, you have to ask questions.
You know what's something funny with the knees? Doctors are always in a rush to operate.
What are you talking about, professional athletes?
No, any knee injury. Like me, I have what they call, I don't know how you say it in English, but a meniscus in my knee.
What's that?
It's like a ligament, but it's tiny. It's about this big.
Okay.
It's between the ligature and the bones. I have one that's torn.
Okay.
Like, I can run, but I can't run for long. And when it gets humid outside, it hurts. Okay, I can feel it in my bones. Yeah, my kneecap fucking hurts like a bitch. I can't walk far. When it's humid, I have to take, precaution. I could get it fixed. Like the doctor said, the day I went in, I was, 13 years old. And I was with my stepfather. Good thing I went with my stepfather, not my mom. Because my mom would have said, yeah, go ahead with the operation.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, but the thing is, look, I went with my stepfather. My stepfather, he was a soccer player. He had knees injuries, a lot of them. And the first thing he asked the doctor, he said, if you do the surgery on his knee, will he be able to run? He said, no, he won't be able to run anymore. Like, he won't be able to keep up with anybody else. He'll run 5 minutes and then his knee's gonna hurt. And right now, I can run. I can run 10, 15, I can play. I mean, all I have to do is wait.
Just watch out.
Yeah. And my stepfather said, you know what? He told me, he says, I'm not gonna let you go through with this because you're gonna regret it eventually. Your knee's gonna hurt when you're gonna be 20. Your knee's gonna start hurting like you were 40.
Oh, shit.
And he says, I'm not gonna let you do that. And he knew because of his soccer experience and all that,
With the operations that he got probably throughout the years and shit.
He's like, don't go in, it's not worth it, and I didn't. And my knee hurts when it's humid, but it's not that, it's okay, it's bearable.
It's true that they're good with knee surgery, but you know what they're good with lately? I noticed in Florida, ads of replacement knees.
Oh, yeah?
Replacement knees. They replace your whole goddamn knee with a plastic knee.
That's fucked up.
Dude, ads on television for replacement hips and replacement knees.
They're ready to sell anything over there.
They're doing bad right now, honestly.
I mean, there's rich people, they get so much plastic surgery that they're like at 70% real. 60%
real. Oh, yeah, no, it's just nasty. Even porn actresses right now, I can't even look at them anymore.
I know, they're like...
they don't even look good anymore.
They're like 60% fake.
Yeah, but, and not only that, technically, like, if you look at them, I'm sorry, they don't look good. They look like balloons. They look like inflatable dolls.
Depends which one.
Some of them look good.
Some of them keep natural, that's what I like.
Some of them manage to like get a boob job and not make it look like a fucking ridiculous porn actor job.
When you get, why in the world would someone find double F's fucking appealing?
That is nasty. No, wait. Real double F's is not the same as implant double F's. Implant double F's will look like crap.
That's a double F breast.
I know, exactly. Yeah, but...
natural double F, the woman's fucking huge.
I seen a porn star on the internet that she's called Faith. She has, like, probably double E breasts, okay? Natural.
Extra enormous?
Yeah, but
double E?
Yeah, no, double E.
Extra enormous.
Extra enormous, okay? They're very nice tits. She takes the bra off, you can very, very, very well see. Everybody will agree. A doctor would say there has been no operation on this woman. She just was born to be destined with huge tits.
She was destined to be
and
a porn star.
She has a nice body. And you know what? They're appealing. I can't go and say that those are too big.
Faith.
But if they were fake.
I have to check this out.
Faith. If they are fake and they're double E, they will look horrible.
They'll look like inflated balloons.
They'll look like they're carrying blimps on their chest. It's fucking nasty. It's not appealing. This is to women out there who are thinking about boob jobs. Be reasonable.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because a boob job can be nicely done and look real. Make sure it looks real. Make sure you don't have that big gap in front of
that
big stretched gap.
Listen, if you weigh 110 pounds, don't get fucking double F's, you know?
No, that's, you know, especially if they're, you know, if you accidentally get double F's, you're not going to weigh 110 pounds anymore, so we're going to stop that discussion.
No, but if you weigh 110 pounds right now, and your height is, what, 5 foot nothing, don't get fucking double E's.
No, that's just nasty. Okay. If you get double E's, it's going to look really fake. It's going to look like someone put water balloons in your chest. And guys are going to go, that's what guys are gonna do. Instead of going, whoa, man, look at the tits on that woman, man. That's what faith makes you do. Yeah.
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Well, we're reaching the end of the segment.
Good.
So we're gonna be playing a song after this. You wanna make the call on the song?
Make the call on the song?
Yeah.
You know what I'd really like to hear that I haven't heard in a little while?
What?
Aerosmith, Dream On.
Alright, bro, that's gonna be the song of the day, Aerosmith, Dream On! And thanks for listening to show number 7. Don't stop listening, there's a skit at the end, very end of the show, after the song. But now you're about to listen to Aerosmith, Dream On.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
VideoRadio.com. Some fucked up shit, man.
Thank you.
some sage, yeah. You know it's true. All the things come back to you. Sing with me, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear. Sing with me just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
Yo, what's up, bitches and pimps? This is the Worldwide Pimp Report, yo. First off, yo, it's been told that in India, Jamal Aweed, now working part-time for the BDO Pimpin' Division, has been doing huge business in his native area, and he's now taking over the surrounding countries. This now places BDO Pimpin' Division in a good position to soon control the planet's pimping. Jamal Aweed had more to add.
Since I have begun my new destiny, luck has been good. I believe I was made to pimp bitches now. It's full control shit, you know? The bitch don't fuck, I fuck her up bad, you know? I whack bitch or even... Excuse me. Abdallah, how about Kamudun? Ban bun bhe. Abdallah, buna meme. Fucking bitches, fuck. I have to fuck them all up, fuck. You hear? Good. I do good work. That bitch be late 6 times. Fuck that shit. I shoot the bitch.
In Asia, the BDO Pimpin' Division is still having a very hard time making the area profitable. It seems there is a bad understanding of the standard prostitution price grid in the Asian cultures. Pimp Kinju Fuko reports.
$2 good ho, saki saki only, $5 long time. $2 saki saki, $5 long time.
In Russia, since bong.dhs.org has approached several existing BDO pimping organizations and converted them into division service posts, problems have emerged. Russian pimps are reported to be intoxicated on large amounts of vodka. As witnesses say, the intoxicated pimps often exaggerate on punishments.
I didn't kill fucking ho! I didn't kill ho!
But sir, what about the 23 empty bloody vodka bottles in your room?
Sure, I drink all the vodka! I drink all the vodka, but I didn't kill!
Aren't you more or less intoxicated after drinking so much alcohol?
Not at all. I no drunk. No way. I full control of myself. I didn't kill ho.
In the Mexican divisions, honesty problems have emerged in many cities. 3 division posts had to be wiped out in just 1 week. Mexican pimp Ricardo Gonzalez explains.
Yo, some people, you know, they like to lie and say we charge $599 for a hoe, you know? This is fucked up. It's fucking bullshit, yo. We charge a real price, yo. We don't screw nobody.
Choo,
no.
Choo, choo.
This just in, Ricardo Gonzalez has been shot to death by BDO pimping forces for overpricing his fares and keeping the extra money from the division. That's all for the BDO Worldwide Pimpin' Report. This is Budweiser, signing out.